WKJAN, Radio Atlantic.
At 7:07, it's mostly clear, 75 degrees in Atlantic. It'll be sunny, hot, and humid today with a high around 97 and heat indices approaching 100 degrees. Good morning, I'm Rick Henson with KJAN News, brought to you by Atlantic, brought to you this morning by your independent insurance agent. In Greenfield, see Gail Stewart at the Adair County Mutual Insurance Association. Flooding along the Missouri River is expected to break decades-old records this summer and test its systems of levees, dams, and flood walls like never before. The swollen river is already threatening the town of Hamburg. Crews were scrambling yesterday to pile massive sandbags on a faltering levee and build a secondary barrier. The fire chief says that if those efforts fail, parts of Hamburg could be under as much as 8 feet of water for a month or more. The levee that guards an area of farmland and small towns between Omaha and Kansas City has been partially breached in at least two places. New breaches are expected as the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers releases record amounts of water from dams by mid-June. News time is 7:08.
In today's world, you need to shop around for the best insurance. Just like you shop around for the best car deal or the greatest savings on groceries. When you find that insurance, you want to know you're getting the best coverage for your dollar. That's where your independent agent can be your best friend. Your independent agent can select the best coverage for you personally. No matter what you need, life, health, home, or renter's insurance, your independent agent can recommend the best coverage for you. See one of these independent insurance agents. In Oakland and Carson, your independent insurance agents are Craig, Marcia, and Mary at the Hummel Agency. See Gail Stewart at the Adair County Mutual Insurance Association in Greenfield.
MidAmerican Energy continues flood preparations to protect its power plants, substations, and service centers from the rising Missouri River. The Des Moines-based company says that a temporary levee several feet above the projected flood level is being built around the Neal Energy Center near Sioux City. Meanwhile, near Council Bluffs, the utility says most of its buildings at the Walter Scott Jr. Energy Center were built above the expected crest of the river. Even so, the company says it's reinforcing low-lying areas with sandbags and flood barriers. In Dakota Dunes in South Dakota, near Sioux City, MidAmerican Energy says it has disconnected natural gas service to about 480 customers and is now disconnecting the electricity to some of those same customers. A Nebraska nuclear power plant on the west bank of the Missouri River has declared an emergency because of the rising river. The Omaha Public Power District, which operates the Fort Calhoun plant, says the river has reached a level where the company is declaring an official notification of unusual event, which is the lowest of four emergency levels that are standard in the U.S. nuclear industry. The utility says it has notified the Nuclear Regulatory Commission and the emergency management agencies in both Nebraska and Iowa. The Fort Calhoun plant, which is about 20 miles north of Omaha, has been shut down since early April for refueling. OPPD says in a statement that no release of radioactive material requiring off-site response or monitoring has occurred or is expected. Despite near-heroic efforts by the Council Bluffs wastewater treatment staff, repairs to a valve on a sewer force main have been delayed due to high floodwaters. A passerby reported the leak to the Council Bluffs staff at around noon Saturday, but the city had to pump water down behind a levee to reach the sewer main on the south side of the city near Interstate 80. Wearing life jackets, city staffers tried to shut an air relief valve and discovered that the valve was broken. A contractor tried to make repairs or temporarily plug the leak last weekend, but was unsuccessful. The city estimates 100 to 200 gallons of wastewater per minute are discharging into the Missouri River. The city had planned to make temporary repairs yesterday, but will be unable to make permanent repairs until the floodwaters recede, and the DNR will continue to monitor the situation and provide technical assistance as needed. Wyoming Youth Marching Band resumed its trip to Indiana after the group's bus crashed in Pottawatomie County yesterday morning. The Iowa Department of Public Safety says 39 people were taken to hospitals in Omaha, Nebraska, and Council Bluffs after the crash on Interstate 80 near Minden. No one suffered life-threatening injuries in the crash, and the group boarded a new bus and resumed its trek to Indianapolis by late Monday afternoon. Investigators believe the accident happened after the motor coach blew a tire. It skidded off the road and landed on its side. The students are members of the Troopers Drum and Bugle Corps, which travels around the country performing during the summer months. Its members range in age from 14 to 21. The U.S. Attorney's Office for the Southern District of Iowa says a Council Bluffs man was sentenced Monday to almost 6 years in prison for being a felon in possession of a firearm. Judge James Gritzner imposed the sentence on 37-year-old Jack Gregory Millage. Gritzner ordered the sentence of imprisonment to run consecutively, or that is, in addition to the sentence of 6 to 9 years imprisonment, which Millage is currently serving on a state of Nebraska burglary and theft charge. In sentencing Millage, the judge noted his extensive criminal history and the seriousness of someone with the defendant's ability, a criminal history of being in possession of a firearm. He remains detained in the custody of the U.S. Marshals Service pending designation of the Bureau of Prisons facility at which he will serve his term of imprisonment. News time is 7:12.
The Right Insurance Company makes your life easier. There's more to shopping for insurance than price. Some companies specialize in one type, others in another. That's why your independent agent can select the program for you that best suits your particular needs. That way, you get the best company. Your independent agent can tell you which company gives the best service and rates for your needs. You can rest assured that you're getting the best value by using one of these agents. See Brocker Carnes & Carnes Insurance, your independent insurance agents in Anita, Atlantic, and Council Bluffs. In Avoca, see Gary or Deanna at the Western Iowa Insurance Agency. Your independent insurance agent in Elkhorn is Terry Peterson at Insurance Services Incorporated, or call 764-6000.
In our funeral announcements, 31-year-old Lisa Bain of Atlantic died Thursday. Combination funeral and memorial services for Lisa Bain and her grandfather, Kenneth E. Bain, who died on April 14th, will be today at 10 o'clock at the Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic. 94-year-old Darlene Jewel Blakely of Harlan died Thursday. Funeral services for Darlene Blakely will be on today, that is, at 10:30 at the First Baptist Church in Harlan. Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. 90-year-old Joseph Sullivan of Panama died Friday. A massive Christian burial service for Joseph Sullivan will be this afternoon at 1:30 at St. Mary's of the Assumption Church in Panama. Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. 76-year-old Ronald Dean Peterson of Avoca died Friday. Funeral services for Ronald Peterson will be held today at 2 o'clock at the Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Avoca. 85-year-old L. Darlene Adair of Panora died Friday. Funeral services for Darlene Adair will be on Wednesday at 10 o'clock at the Twig Funeral Home in Panora. Eugene A. Jean Kading of Stewart died Sunday at the Stewart Community Care Center. Funeral services for Jean Kading will be on Wednesday at 10 o'clock at the Stewart Congregational Church in Stewart. Johnson Family Funeral Home in Stewart has arrangements. 66-year-old Bonnie Sharon of Guthrie Center died Friday. Funeral services for Bonnie Sharon will be on Wednesday at 2 o'clock at the Twig Funeral Home in Guthrie Center. 88-year-old Marjorie Schaff of Kearney, Nebraska died Thursday. Funeral services for Marjorie Schaff will be held Thursday at 10:30 at the Trinity Lutheran Church in Avoca. Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Avoca has arrangements. 77-year-old Earl Weinheimer of Fontenelle died Saturday. Funeral services for Earl Weinheimer will be held on Thursday at 10:30 at the Emmanuel Lutheran Church in Fontenelle. Steen Funeral Home of Fontenelle has arrangements. 65-year-old Dudley Hyman of Harlan died Sunday. Funeral services for Dudley Hyman will be on Thursday at 10:30 at the Gethsemane Evangelical Lutheran Church in Omaha. Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. 52-year-old Dennis Edward Bentz of Harlan and formerly of Oakland died Thursday. Cremation has taken place and no services for Dennis Bentz will be held at this time. Regan Beath Funeral Home in Oakland has arrangements. And 73-year-old Catherine Mader of Littleton, Colorado and formerly of Irwin died Monday. Services for Catherine Mader are pending at the Odie Funeral Home in Manila. Our news was brought to you by your independent insurance agents in Oakland and Carson. Your independent insurance agents are Craig, Marsha, and Mary at the Hummel Agency. The Sky Scan forecast is next.